Ken Dixon. Ken, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Ken.
Hi.
Hey. How's it going?
It's fine. I like that question at the start of the segment because I think we know where the money comes from.
Yeah, we do, don't we? That's right. And people are upset how their money is being spent. Can you hear us?
It's a big old elephant to get your arms around.
Yeah, exactly.
Boy, I'll tell you something right now. When you take a look at all of the numbers, you just wonder, how do we do it? I mean, who is managing this stuff?
Yeah, it's kind of a Goliath. I really like the open budget site on the comptroller's website. I think everybody should familiarize themselves with that. It's just a couple of clicks on the computer, and you can just dive in and go as far into spending as you would like to just see some of this stuff.
Unfortunately, people don't do that. And we can beg and plead all we'd like to until we're blue in the face. I think people are preoccupied with other things. If people spent more time paying attention, I think they would be more conscious of who they were voting for on election days.
Especially local and state elections. I mean, on the other hand, they could buy the Sunday paper for $3 and find out more also.
Yeah, if they're even doing that. All politics is local, right, Ken?
Yeah, exactly. And, we've got, I've been working for the Connecticut Post all these years, and we've got this mayoral election down in Bridgeport, and lo and behold, the mayor has announced that he wants to give the elderly a tax break. I wonder if the primary is in 33 days,
Funny how that comes out on an election year.
When you take a look at some of these figures, for example, tens of thousands of dollars in expired pharmaceuticals locked away, forgotten, with next to no inventory controls in a closet at the State Department of Public Health.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
So listen, I'm reading this a little bit about this 10 examples of waste and pork in Connecticut that you've written about.
That's kind of the tip of the iceberg. That's kind of the low-hanging fruit.
And we're talking about $50,000 in the new state budget for Stamford's bustling downtown special service district. So the state is paying. It's budgeted. The state, mind you, is paying for Stamford's bustling downtown special service district.
Yeah, I wonder where that $50,000 is going to go to. I mean, I don't know if you get down there, but Bedford Street is a totally hopping millennial attraction. Bars, restaurants, people spilling out on the sidewalk. Kind of a far cry from the city that I grew up in down there, and it's changed a lot. And it's probably a faster growing city now. I think it's surpassed. Little Oxford was the fastest growing town in the state there for a few years.
But why is it the state's responsibility to foot the bill for this?
But is it the responsibility, or is it just politics and, people in a room in the legislative office building, taking care of, the last I checked, I don't think there were any Republican representatives in Stamford, but this stuff politically is historically driven. I mean, you could pick any governor. Certainly the House Republicans, they get their share of it. You can see it when a House Republican puts out a press release about some splash pad or ball funding. But yeah.
Yeah. How about the University of Connecticut's $1 million contract for software that wasn't installed until the final year of a 3-year contract at the unnecessary expense of $700,000.
Why is it?
Oh, my goodness.
Why is it every time we look at anything the University of Connecticut is doing, there's always a big, big price tag? It's like nobody even thinks about
it. That's a good
question.
Nobody
cares.
Yeah, you're right, Brad.
Yeah, well, I mean, you remember UConn 2000 and how the tens of millions of dollars are spent on buildings that were not fire compliant. Like nobody was watching that store, and that was a huge project around 1998 with John Rowland as governor and Tom Ritter as Speaker of the House. I mean, that was, and nobody was watching that store. I mean, that kind of makes that computer stuff look like, you know, pikers or like a rounding error.
The Department of Administrative Services missed opportunities to open as many as 9,000 insurance claims that could have raised $13 million in revenue.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's you know, I'm getting all this from the auditors of public accounts, which is a very important executive branch. Is it an executive branch? Well, no, they're not appointed by the governor. They're appointed by the legislature. Former Republican Senator Rob Kane, former Democratic House member John Garagosian. I don't even know how big their staff is, but, you know, they do audits at least every 2 years of every state agency, and it's super important. And, you know, if anything, people should be getting into the auditors of public accounts and, you know, for some casual reading of their favorite state agencies.
You know, there's one here that I really don't believe, but it is true. The Department of Administration Services missed opportunities to open as many as 9,000 insurance claims that could have raised $13 million in revenues. Now, why did they miss something like that?
I think their explanation in the audit was that they had staffing problems with that.
Yeah,
that was their reason.
Yeah.
I think it went on to say that if it's like they could make $5.4 million a year if they just followed through on some of these claims.
How about the Connecticut State Library and Museum being unable to verify the existence of 2 out of 20 pieces among their collection items in its database?
Yeah.
On the items, you know, 7 were inaccurately described. Wow.
Yeah, no one's alleging that they walked away or, you know, were stolen or anything. And I like the museum and library a lot. That's why I put that in the list.
Yeah, but how do you lose it?
That was going to be my question.
How do you lose it?
Wow.
2, not even just 1. You lost 2.
2.
Well, something's a little fishy there, huh?
Well, yeah, and it amounts to 10% of that particular collection, you know, whatever it was.
But, you know, we get criticized, of course, for doing something like this. But if you don't do it, the people will go on and on and on. And I'm just wondering why over the years all of this hasn't been corrected. Do you ever think it will be corrected? Or don't they care?
Then I wouldn't have anything to do all day, Brad.
All right, $25,000 from the General Assembly for structural improvements to a landmark Greek Orthodox church in Bridgeport. Why is the state of Connecticut, why are we as taxpayers who may not even visit city of Bridgeport, but our money yet is going towards improvements to a Greek Orthodox church? Explain.
Yeah, wasn't that 50 grand?
25.
I can't remember.
25.
Oh, okay. You know, I called some of the Bridgeport lawmakers up, and conveniently, nobody knew about it. Nobody could tell me who pushed for that.
My goodness. We got to wrap this up, but I just want to go over the Connecticut Housing Finance Authority awarded $251,000 in severance to an employee with only 2.5 years on the job. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
That's not a misprint either.
$251,000 in severance to an employee with only 2.5 years on the job? Explain this. Where does this come from?
It's nice work if you can get it.
Forget that. It shouldn't occur to anybody.
It wasn't the board that did it. It was some agreement. The auditor said the board should have voted on it, and somebody cut a deal for themselves.
$100,000 General Assembly. All right, they've given for New Haven's International Festival of Arts and Ideas. $100,000, our money. Shouldn't New Haven just raise it, have a fundraiser, raise it on their own for the Festival of Arts and Ideas? Here's more waste. Tweet: New Haven Airport Authority processed more than $28,000 in payments without proper authorization. Oh my! Look at this.
This is what happens every single day. Who's in the state of Connecticut?
Brad, who's minding the store?
I mean, that's a good question.
Here's
who
more
is
waste.
Minding the store?
Senate Minority Leader Len Fasano, okay? He said recently that while the traditional political pork grants are blatant, the tens of millions of dollars in unstated savings called, quote-unquote, revenue transfers in legislative language are a more ominous unseen threat to taxpayers. Yeah, you think?
Yeah, totally, yeah. And I can't wait to see how the governor's going to tie those loose ends up. They kind of, you know, everybody said that the budget was on time and balanced, but, you know, you got to balance it to put it in balance.
Brad, I'm glad you had your Wheaties hours ago. I'm glad you ate breakfast a long time, because if you were eating breakfast right now, you'd be getting sick on it after hearing this.
Are you kidding me?
Oh.
Absolutely.
Ken, thanks for your work and your digging.
I cannot believe, but this is what's happening.
Yeah.
And these are the things that the two of us here on the radio, when we get into this, thanks to people like yourself, Ken. Ken Dixon, who got all this together for us, because it's there and there's more that's there.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Just incredible.
Good work, Ken.
Excellent. Excellent
work. Sure. People can see it on the Connecticut Post.
Yeah. In fact, we want to remind our listeners, so you might want to head over there. You can get this information and a bunch of other information on this from Connecticut Post. You can Google Connecticut Post. Wait, you have a website, Ken?
Oh, sure. Just, you know, Connecticut Post or Hearst Connecticut Media. New Haven Register runs it. Stamford, Greenwich, yeah. Danbury, Torrington. Yep.
Thanks so much. Really appreciate the info. Kind of makes you sick. I'm glad I heard it, but on the other hand, maybe I'm not so happy I heard it.
And you know something? Maybe this is something else that we'll be following. Yeah. I think it's something that the people of this state would love to find out. I really do.
It's a double-edged sword. We need to know this, but we're sick learning of it.